Hello, hello all, and welcome to the L Show, where the L in the L Show stands for leaning in, which means we will not shy away from any subject, no matter how taboo it may be, anything like menopause, sex and libido, menopause, dry vagina, menopause, hot flashes, mental health and depression, which makes you not want to have sex, how we look and how we feel. I'm your host, Dr. Nicole Eastman, and am the owner of Rose Pharmacy and Boutique Apothecary here in Cornelius. We are a compounding pharmacy with a focus on functional medicine and a much more natural approach to your health. And for those who are not familiar with what compounding is where your pharmacist makes medications that are formulated in a specific dose and or in a specific dosage form that is unique to you. Not all compounds or compounding facilities are alike, and quality shows in every aspect of what we do. You can find out more about us by checking us out on our website at roserxboutique.com or on Instagram and Facebook at Rose Pharmacy and Boutique Apothecary. Remember, the information presented on this show does not take the place of advice from your healthcare provider and may not be suitable for all audiences. Happy Friday, happy Friday, happy Friday to all of my viewers and listeners. I hope everything is going well. I hope your week has been fabulous. And I tell you, it has been crazy with the weather. Last week, I hope that everybody saw the eclipse. Did you guys see the eclipse?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was working and I looked out the window, and I promise you, don't laugh, I totally forgot about the lunar eclipse. And it was like, you know, cloudy. And I'm like, why is it so cloudy? Is it about to rain?
You thought the storm was coming.
Like what in the world? So needless to say, but that was crazy. But what was even more crazy were the predictions around the lunar eclipse. People thought the world was going to end. So people were preparing like bomb shelters.
I heard some crazy stories.
Yeah, like all that crazy stuff. So I am so glad that those predictions turned out to be false. But more serious things now. So in the store recently, I have been getting more traditional prescriptions. And at first, me offering like the traditional pills in a bottle was just a convenience to the clients that I had who were also getting their compounds. They wanted a one-stop shop, and these are inexpensive generics. But what has been happening is that someone tells someone else that, you know, you can go to Rose Pharmacy and you can get your prescription with no wait, no long line. The pharmacist is available to talk to you. She's able to get these medications. And really, the prices are not a whole lot different in many cases than what you get when you're using your insurance to pick up your generic prescription at, say, Walgreens, CVS, or whatever. Now, while all that is true, and of course, I'm going to take care of people, I noticed that many of the medications that I'm getting prescriptions for are those that people really should not be on long term or be on at all because of age and things like that. So I wanted to quickly just share with you guys a list, a sort of list of medications that I want you to kind of pay attention to if you are on them, if a family member is on them. Just confirm with your provider that this is still the best course of action, or if there's another course of therapy that you may need to use. And, you know, oftentimes we say that, listen, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But with some medications, just because it's not broken yet doesn't mean that there is not a crack in that foundation. So, and remember, medications as that you get as you age, you want to make sure you're just very, very cautious. And so we're going to talk through just a few of those. Now, let's talk about long-term use of one of the most overprescribed medications. And those are the medication class called PPIs. Those are proton pump inhibitors. Everybody probably knows them as your Prevacid, your Prilosec, your Nexium, Protonix, right? Now, the thing is that a lot of times when these medications are prescribed, it's really not necessary, to be honest, because you could do some things non-pharmacologically that can help someone to get over what's going on, i.e. Avoiding food, 2 hours before bedtime, elevation of their head, avoidance of tobacco products, weight loss, things like that. Now, for those who say, you know, I need it, right? Well, you can be prescribed the medication, and once your symptoms resolve, which should be within a short period of time, right, you can then be deprescribed that medication because, again, we don't want long-term use of these medications in certain people. Now, long-term use of PPIs, what we found, and that's, sorry, the proton pump inhibitors, long-term use has been found to be associated with some serious and rare adverse effects, including like kidney disease or cardiovascular disease, liver disease, infections, nutrient deficiencies, dementia, and even gastric cancer. And of course, your risk is higher with advanced age, with concomitant disease states, and also use of certain medications along with the PPIs. Now, what do we consider short term? Short term is really less than 4 to 8 weeks once your symptoms resolve. Now, there could be a situation where you have a mechanical issue or something like that. Like you may have Barrett's esophagus, severe esophagitis, a history of bleeding ulcers. Long-term use in those situations could be warranted, but you still need to monitor for those rare side effects. But people, what I want people to really understand is this, is that one thing with PPIs is that they're like, oh my goodness, I need them because I just have too much acid. Too much acid is not an issue. It is where the acid is located. It's the location, location, location. We want acid in our stomach because that's where we need it, right? We need it to digest food. We do not want it in our throat, right? So reducing acid is really not what you want. What happens, though, is that when you are taking acid reducers or proton pump inhibitors, your body is not producing the acid that you need to actually signal a little flap that prevents you, it's called the lower esophageal sphincter. It's preventing that flap from closing. So you need the acid to signal that flap to close, and then it does what it needs to do. But oftentimes what happens is that it doesn't close, and then the acid goes above, and that's where you get all the issues. But again, just remember that too much acid really isn't the issue, it's the location. Now again, there are ways to come off of these sorts of medications. And of course, if you have questions, you can talk to your provider. You can also come to me. You can talk to me about, you know, how to safely try to remove yourself from a medication that you do not need, of course, with the assistance of your provider. But I just want people to understand that there are just certain medicines that we just don't like to see people on long term. Another one I'll mention really quickly, as we were running out of time in my first segment, is Ambien. Ambien is one of those things, especially as we age. And the elderly, Ambien is one of those things that causes confusion, falls, all kinds of issues, right? And one of the issues with the elderly is that falls can sometimes lead to death. The most insignificant fall can lead to death. So they hit their head. What we want to do is we want to avoid medications that can cause confusion, cause falling risks, those sorts of things. So again, as we age, we want to make sure that we are paying attention to the medications that we're on, our loved ones who are caring for us, paying attention to the medications that we're on as well. But those are just a couple medications that I just want to throw out there. And those are ones that I'm seeing coming through my pharmacy. So that's why I felt it was important to kind of bring that up today during the first segment of the show. Now, on the other side of the break, we are going to have the ladies of Coda Wellness with us. Love them, love them, love them. And they're going to talk to us more about what it is that they do and all of that. I know these lovely ladies myself, and I've hung out with them, and they're amazing. And so, again, you guys are going to enjoy what they have to offer, and we're going to see you guys on the other side of the break. Just remember that there are many things that you can get at Rose Pharmacy that we can look at helping you in your healthcare journey, and we'll continue to talk about that on the other side of the break as well. All right. See you soon.
We'll be back with more of The L Show and Dr. Nicole Eastman after this short break on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Breaking the silence and shattering the stereotypes surrounding women aging. It's The L Show with Dr. Nicole Eastman on WSIC.
Hello, hello all, and welcome back to The L Show. I'm your host, Dr. Nicole Eastman. If you or your healthcare provider has been looking for a quality compounding pharmacy in the Lake Norman area, look no more. Rose Pharmacy is the place for you, where quality shows in every aspect of what we do. If you are taking too many medications, too many supplements, or both, make sure that you take advantage of our consultation services. We can help you safely solve that issue. And because I know that many folks are on weight loss medications, specifically the popular GLP-1s, tirzepatide and semaglutide, one of the side effects not considered is nutrient depletion. Rose Pharmacy now has a supplement specifically geared towards tirzepatide and semaglutide nutrient depletion. So why would you invest in a weight loss journey without maintaining the nutrients that your body needs during this time? Allow Rose Pharmacy to help you make your weight loss journey, no matter where you are in that process, a much more comprehensive one. Call or come to the store and let us know that you heard about our weight loss support supplement on the L Show, and we're going to give you 10% off. And as always, I want to remind you that at Rose Pharmacy, there is a guarantee of what is in each and every bottle, and very few companies can offer you that. Please be sure to either call in with questions or comments to 844-STUDIO-4 or 844-788-3464. So today we have on the show the owners of Coda Wellness, who are sisters, by the way, Rachel Pritchard, who is a board-certified nurse practitioner, along with her sisters Janice Smith and Stephanie Backus. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Thank you for having us. We're so excited. We're so excited.
Yes. I love you guys. You guys are amazing. So before we get into Coda,
right?
So this is so funny. You guys are sisters.
I know. I
can't even imagine working with my sisters. I'm going to tell you that. I mean, you guys have a great vibe. Mine, you can just feel it. That vibe. But before we get into Coda, why don't you give our listeners and viewers a little bit about like your backgrounds, like what brought you to where you are now? We want to start with you, Rachel.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always knew that whatever I did in life, whatever career I was going to have, it was going to be working with people. I'm not a sit behind the desk kind of girl. I'm up, I'm moving, I'm talking to people. So I always knew that was going to happen. I found my way into healthcare, and like a lot of stories, I kind of started from the bottom and worked my way up. I have had almost every job a nurse could have. Mm-hmm. I started as a nursing assistant. I, from there, graduated to a nurse tech. I became an RN. I was really proud when I got my RN license. It's a great job, great career. I worked on an inpatient oncology unit in Metro Detroit. I worked with the most amazing nurses and had such a wonderful time. I also got to care for such amazing people and families. And I found a point in my career where I would kind of know what I want before I called the doctor. And I was kind of just evolving in that position to knowing what I wanted and what the patient needed. And I thought, I can do more. And I went back to school, got my nurse practitioner, thought that I would stay in oncology, moved to North Carolina, wanted to get a family practice job to get a really good foundation of my nurse practitioner skills, and stayed in family practice for 10 years. And loved that. And now this is just a continuation and the evolution of my career path, as now I'm ready for even a little bit more. And here comes Coda Wellness.
All right. Stephanie, what about you, my dear?
So I kind of fell into working for Janice. I started just slowly taking over some of the admin jobs, like accounting and our finances and payroll and 401k. And so...
Time out. My sisters own another business together. That might have been some valuable information.
Yes. So Janice is a different printing company, hashtag Primo Print. Check us out. And so I do a lot of the admin work for that. And then we've started a baby boutique. So I'm kind of behind the scenes, paperwork, organization, passwords, Google spreadsheets. And so that's kind of what I bring to the table to Coda, is like the clerical work, the financial stuff, making sure, you know, I keep track of everything. I'm always like, put it in the Google Docs, and they get mad at me. I'm like, put it in the password keeper. I was like, did we save the invoice for this? I'm like going over invoices before we got here to like make sure everything's correct.
And by the way, there is one more of us. There's four girls.
Okay.
And all three of my sisters have worked together for a very long time, and I was always kind of the odd man out. Like, a more traditional pathway to my career. I would be the 9-to-5. And I was always so jealous, like, that they got to be together and kind of like make their own way. And so this has just been so exciting because now it's like I'm in the crew, you know.
You're in the in crowd.
I'm in the crew, yeah.
So the funny thing about our Stephanie, our little sister, she is the responsible one. And she keeps us organized, like she just said. We couldn't do it without her, even though a lot of times we roll our eyes. But, you know, that's what you do with your sister. And I guess me, I did hair and own a salon and spa for 7 years. I did hair for 18 years. So I've been in the like beauty industry part of wellness. I also own a printing company, Primo Print.
Yes, everybody knows that Primo Print.
Right. And then Stephanie helps me run that company. And then our sister, Jen, is the COO of the company. So she handles a lot of that. So we're still, like Rachel said, and still in business with the family. And I really have been a huge believer of Rachel. She's the best practitioner anyone will ever see. Mm-hmm. If someone talks to Rachel, that's it. They're done. They don't want another provider. So really myself, you know, I wanted to buy her a building and I wanted her to move out of, mm-hmm. you know, just corporate, right? And so Stephanie and I both said, let's do this. We'll do this with you. We'll help you. We'll do whatever. We'll do all the, you know, the
legwork.
The legwork while she can see providers. So that's how we got here. And then she decided in October, she called us and goes, hey guys, I quit my job.
Surprise! So
here we are.
We're doing this, right? Because I just quit my job. So I hope you guys were serious about that whole, like, build your dream thing, because I quit.
We weren't drinking when we talked about it.
Right.
We were, okay, gotcha.
We've talked about it, you know, while we're drinking and not.
My family has been my biggest supporters, my biggest cheerleaders. And so, you know, not everybody gets that. So to have somebody say to you, like, you dream it, we'll build it. How lucky am I? So, you know, to have that type of support really helps your confidence. It helps you feel like these dreams are possible. So we're so lucky to work together.
That is absolutely amazing. I'm like, okay, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm done with the show, I'm going to call my sisters and say, what have you guys
right?
brought to the
That's
table?
Right.
And
you
we
know?
Actually really like each other. So... Yeah.
That's important.
To go into a business with your family, mm-hmm. it's like this mutual investment of like, we all want goodness for the other one. And it makes you work even harder because I don't want to disappoint my sisters. And I want all of our families to be a part of this journey.
So, you know, that's so funny though. And I'll tell you, the majority of people will say, don't go into business with your family. Like that is what people say, but you guys prove that to not be situation.
I mean
you guys just flow together. So
my husband even says that, and then he watches us and he's like, well,
he wants
okay.
in. Yeah.
Be happy.
It's a big risk, and we're not naive to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have pretty solid heads on our shoulders. You have to be willing to risk a lot to go into business with family, but I believe in us, and I believe we all serve a purpose in this adventure, and they're making it possible for me.
Well, and I probably worked the least out of all three of us, and I've pretty much worked a lot lately.
Yeah.
For sure. I think we all have this, like, drive that we're instilling in one another to challenge ourselves. We know every single aspect, period, exclamation point on this business. I'm doing things I never even knew I wanted to do,
She said return on investment one day, and I was like, oh, you've been, like, doing some research,
Like,
You're using some business term acumen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know healthcare. I know patients. That's my passion. I'm not a graphic designer or web designer. I'm working on that website. I'm doing SEO. We're doing billing, coding, building our, you know, platform for Coda. So this has been just an amazing experience to really learn this business inside and out.
Wow. Okay. So really quickly before our break, how did the name Coda?
Because it's the best name ever, let me tell you. Okay. We knew we wanted a name that was almost more geographic and something that wasn't like so appealing to women or so appealing to men. So very naturally, people would say, where is your building? And we'd be like, oh, it's on the Cornelius-Davidson border. It's that part of Cornelius. It's not the Samfer side. It's not main on Catawba. It's that main street right on the Cornelius-Davidson border. That is a mouthful. Cornelius-Davidson border is a lot to say. So over lunch, we were like, Coda.
It's and wine.
Right? Yes, there might have been wine at the lunch, but it just became so obvious. We were like, we're going to make Coda a thing, kind of like Noda, but it's Coda, it's Cornelius, it's Davidson. It's making that Main Street what it deserves to be because it is such a cute little strip that I think the growth is just happening there. And so y'all can jump on board with CODA or not, but I think it's going to be a thing. You heard it here first.
There you go, ladies. So if you or your healthcare provider has been looking for a quality compounding pharmacy in the Lake Norman area, look no more. Rose Pharmacy is the place for you, where quality shows in every aspect of what we do. And because I know that many folks are on weight loss medication, specifically those popular GLP-1s, tirzepatide and semaglutide, one of the side effects not considered is nutrient depletion. Rose Pharmacy now has a supplement specifically geared towards tirzepatide and semaglutide nutrient depletion. Why would you invest in a weight loss journey without maintaining the nutrients that your body needs during this time? Allow Rose Pharmacy to help make your weight loss journey, no matter where you are in that process, a much more comprehensive one. Call or come into the store and let us know you heard about our weight loss support supplement on the L Show, and we're going to give you 10% off. And as always, I want to remind you that at Rose Pharmacy, there is a guarantee of what is in each and every bottle, and very few companies can offer you that. Would love to hear from you guys today in the studio with questions or comments at 844-STUDIO-4 or 844-788-3464, and you can also interact with us on social media. We are going to be right back with my ladies of CODA Wellness. See you on the other side of the break.
Here's more of the L Show on the way with Dr. Nicole Eastman from Rose Pharmacy on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Call now to speak with Dr. Nicole Eastman at 844-STUDIO-4. It's the L Show on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Welcome back to the L Show. I'm your host, Dr. Nicole Eastman. If you or your healthcare provider has been looking for a quality compounding pharmacy in the Lake Norman area, look no more. Rose Pharmacy is the place for you, where quality shows in every aspect of what we do. If you are taking too many medications, supplements, or both, make sure that you take advantage of our consultation services. We can help you safely solve that issue. And because I know many folks are on weight loss medications, specifically the popular GLP-1s, tirzepatide and semaglutide, one of the side effects not considered is nutrient depletion. Rose Pharmacy now has a supplement specifically geared towards tirzepatide and semaglutide nutrient depletion. Why would you invest in a weight loss journey without maintaining the nutrients that your body needs during this time? Allow Rose Pharmacy to help make your weight loss journey, no matter where you are in that process, a much more comprehensive one. Call or come into the store and let us know that you heard about our weight loss support supplement on the L Show, and we are going to give you 10% off. And as always, I want to remind you that at Rose Pharmacy, there is a guarantee of what is in each and every bottle, and very few companies can offer you that. And also remember, you can call into the studio today with questions at 844-STUDIO-4. You can interact with us on social media with your comments and questions. We left off with the ladies of CODA discussing the name of, like, where it came from. So I think it's interesting. Yeah, like NODA, it's CODA.
Yeah.
That's a thing now.
We're making it a thing.
Yes.
It's a thing.
Come to the CODA district.
That's right.
love that. So, all right. So tell us about, like, your setup right now. So you guys don't have your brick and mortar yet. So kind of just walk us through, like, kind of how it's set up now currently.
So we do have our building. Mm-hmm. Our building is purchased and it is under construction. It's going to be beautiful. And so right now we are working with engineers, architects, the town of Cornelius to make sure the building is going to be perfect. Obviously, we will be so excited to have the brick and mortar, but we weren't willing to sacrifice getting care to the patient. So what we're doing right now is virtual care, which I think a lot of people are used to virtual care from COVID. So exactly. I did a ton of virtual care even at my old job. So I'm very comfortable on a virtual platform seeing and treating patients. I also am willing to go mobile. So if I am seeing a patient that I think I need to get my eyes on them, I'm going to go there. I'm not going to sacrifice that. And we're also doing mobile IVs. So that's also bringing the care to the patients. I met with a patient the other day at our house to do injection teaching. So I am not letting the lack of brick and mortar stop the level of care. I have also carved out a little space at the Primo Print office that...
Why not?
Right? The space is there. And if somebody feels more comfortable seeing me in person, or they do need injection teaching and they want to do it at that office, or if we're moving into a more controlled substance and I need to physically be with that patient, I have really created a way to still serve all of the patient's needs. We're going to have a huge grand opening party when this building is ready. This is our labor of love right now. And so we will just be so excited to share the space with everybody. But you don't have to wait to book. I am here. I am available.
And that is amazing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Also, you know, we want it to be perfect, right? We want to be in this beautiful building.
Of course.
We want it to be perfect. But at the same time, like, in this day and age, everyone loves a startup. And, I mean, that's what we are, you know? So, you know, it might be, you know, a piece of Primo Print's office, but we have an office and it's beautiful. And Rachel brought plants.
So. I did. I brought plants. Yes. So you should come.
Yes. So we're good.
Done. There's plants, folks. But no, we are a startup. And I think our patients and our clients are going to grow with us, and they're going to get to really see the evolution of CODA, and that's really exciting to share with people.
So are your clients coming from this area mostly, or are they coming from places like they followed you to like where you are now?
I think it's a really good mix. So I started my nurse practitioner career in China Grove, which is in Rowan County. And then I moved offices to Cornelius, and I was amazed that even from that switch, how many people from my original practice followed me to Cornelius. And now that I've left that office and I'm doing this venture on my own, I've really had an outpouring of support from previous patients who are willing to follow me anywhere, which is so nice. It speaks to the relationships that you
absolutely
build,
that you must build,
because anybody can prescribe you a medicine, but that doesn't mean they're doing it well, and it doesn't mean that they have the relationships that I've built with my patients. So definitely have patients who have followed me, and I can say we just have such good relationships with other local businesses and other providers and specialists that we have a pretty good referral network in place of people who are sending us patients.
Including Rose's Pharmacy.
Yes. Thank you. Absolutely. You're welcome.
Right. I mean, PhysioFit and Davidson, PT, they're sending me patients. Mm-hmm. Monocle Eyewear sends me patients. We've just built really good relationships and people
Nina's
who trust
boutique.
Us as a provider. Yeah. And then proud to say that it's referral based, and that once you meet a patient and you spend time with them and you can truly help somebody, they're going to tell their friends or their family because they're feeling good and they're going to want their loved ones to feel good. So it's a really mixed bag right now.
Yeah, we saw a patient this week and we got the referral like a day later from that person. They were like, you just saw so-and-so and I gave them your number and I want to book.
Booked the next day. And she's sending her mom. So that's how you build, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been a good combination.
So what are the difference? So have, and of course, you guys are not doing insurance, or are you doing insurance?
We are not doing insurance.
Okay.
And that is very, very specific why. Mm-hmm. And so it is important to touch, because that is a question that a lot of people ask is, do you take insurance? Right. And the level of care that I think people deserve, insurance does not value.
Mm-hmm.
And I treat people based on their individual symptoms, circumstances, and insurance does not allow for me to do that. Mm-hmm. So I can see where it could be a barrier in certain aspects, but this decision allows me to stay true to delivering what I think is true wellness.
Love that. And really, it speaks to, I mean, your relationships supersede that, because people are following you, people who were able to use insurance right before, now they can't, but they're still there.
And let's be clear, the stuff that actually makes you feel better, that makes you well, insurance doesn't value that. So even if I was going to test your hormones when I worked for a big corporation, they're probably not covering it.
You're going to pay for
and
it.
And your bill is big.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives me control over, I can set up relationships, lab testing relationships, where I can tell you exactly what something is going to cost versus, I don't know if your insurance is going to cover it. Oh, the medicine you've already been on for a year? Well, now your insurance company is partnering with this pharmaceutical company because they're getting a better deal. But even though you're doing well on it, you can't have it anymore. And so that's the stuff I was faced with every day, is I want to help people and they're making it so hard. So this really allows what I think is what people deserve and also kind of the future of certain aspects of healthcare.
I would agree with you 100%. You were going
to
say something?
Yeah, we do provide a super bill that people can submit to their insurance on their own. So we've had some people, they're able to apply it to their out-of-deductible, out-of-network deductible. Some have gotten reimbursement for the lab work, and we can't guarantee any of that, but we provide you, the formatting to submit that to them and see if you can get reimbursed for any of it.
That was really important to me when we did design our billing platform, that I made sure every service I offered could be identified with an ICD-10 code, CPT billing code, so that when you get that super bill, it's ready for submission to an insurance company. Again, I know there's things that they're just not going to cover, and that's okay, but because I still do primary care as well, I wanted my primary care patients that maybe weren't coming to me for hormones or IVs or other things like that to hopefully still have the option to see me and get some reimbursement. So we're hopeful on that.
Well, that is great. That's great to know. And I'm glad that you explained that, because that is a question that people will call into the show and say, do they accept insurance? So I'm glad that you explained that. And the fact that you offer the forms that they can submit for reimbursement is amazing. And when we get back from break, we'll continue discussing this. But if you or your healthcare provider has been looking for a quality compounding pharmacy in the Lake Norman area, look no more. Rose Pharmacy is the place for you, where quality shows in every aspect of what we do. And if you are taking too many medications, too many supplements, or both, make sure that you take advantage of our consultation services, where we can help you safely solve that issue. And because I know many folks are on weight loss medications, specifically the popular GLP-1s, tirzepatide and semaglutide, one of the side effects not considered is nutrient depletion. Rose Pharmacy now has a supplement specifically geared towards tirzepatide and semaglutide nutrient depletion. Why would you invest in a weight loss journey without maintaining the nutrients that your body needs during this time? Allow Rose Pharmacy to help make your weight loss journey, no matter where you are in that process, a much more comprehensive one. Call or come into the store and let us know that you heard about our weight loss support supplement on the L Show, and we're going to give you 10% off. And as always, I want to remind you that at Rose Pharmacy, there is a guarantee of what is in each and every bottle, and very few companies can offer you that. Love to hear from you today in the studio with questions or comments. 844-STUDIO-4 or 844-788-3464. See you on the other side of the break.
We'll be back with more of the L Show and Dr. Nicole Eastman after this short break on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. The L Show continues now. Here's your host, Dr. Nicole Eastman, on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Yes, yes. Love it, Bill. Love it. Started from the bottom, now we're here. That's where we are. Welcome. We are back to the L Show. I'm your host, Dr. Nicole Eastman. We did start from the bottom, and now we are here, ladies.
Now we're here.
If you or your healthcare provider has been looking for a quality compounding pharmacy in the Lake Norman area, look no more. Rose Pharmacy is the place for you, where quality shows in every aspect of what we do. And if you're taking too many medications, too many supplements, or both, make sure that you take advantage of our consultation services, where we can help you safely solve that issue. And because I know many folks out there are on those weight loss medications, specifically the popular GLP-1s, tirzepatide and semaglutide, one of the side effects not considered is nutrient depletion. Rose Pharmacy now has a supplement specifically geared towards tirzepatide and semaglutide nutrient depletion. And why would you invest in a weight loss journey without maintaining the nutrients that your body needs during that time? Allow Rose Pharmacy to help you with your weight loss journey, no matter where you are in this process, and make it a much more comprehensive one. Call or come to the store and let us know that you heard about our weight loss support supplement on the L Show, and we're going to give you 10% off. And as always, I want to remind you that at Rose Pharmacy, there's a guarantee of what is in each bottle. Very few companies can offer you that. Feel free to call into the studio at 1-844-STUDIO-4. You can also interact with us on social media. So we left off discussing, the things that really make, you guys different. I love the fact that we talked about, submitting having people to submit forms for insurance, why you guys don't take insurance, all of that. I love that. So now let's go into what makes CODA, what truly makes CODA different.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I think there's a few things.
Okay.
Number one, I don't think there's a lot of places you can go to where it is top to bottom. I am primary care. I am bioidentical hormone replacement, weight loss, IV infusions, building out the aesthetic side of our practice. And a lot of times your care can be so disjointed. You have one person doing this thing, another provider doing hormones, maybe your gynecologist is doing something else, and there's not necessarily a cohesiveness to that. And so the fact that we really can do almost everything under one roof within our means, I do think that's special. I think what also makes us special is you're getting a partner, like somebody who is cheering for you, invested in your wellness. This is not your 15 minutes is up, here's your prescription. You're getting a partner on your journey towards wellness. And I do think that makes us really special. I think what also makes us different is that we're willing to meet people like, what does wellness look like to you? That's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say, this is what wellness is. This is the package you have to have. And it's $6,000 to even be a member at my practice. No. We're going to speak. We're going to meet one another. And we're going to come up with a customizable plan that works for you, that works for your life, for what your needs are, for what your family can do. I mean, everything, we take everything into account. And so I think it's really personalized care. I hope that's what makes us different. What else makes us different?
I mean, we don't even have a 15-minute appointment. I don't think we have an appointment that's less than 30 minutes right now. So mm-hmm. if you think about the time you've spent at the doctor's office, you sit in the waiting room, and then you sit
you're
the
there
nurse,
for an hour, but you only see the practitioner for 15 minutes.
You're squeezing everything, mm-hmm. and that was part of her problem. She has these patients that have a range of things that want her to talk to her about, and she's got 15 minutes to do a full mm-hmm. comprehensive visit. Mm-hmm. Maybe 20 minutes was the most your appointments could do.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what her, you know, managers and office is wanting of her. How many patients can we get you in today? And she's saying, how well can I treat my patients today? Mm-hmm. Not how many I can see.
That is amazing.
Right.
Quality, 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 that's and right. not quantity.
That's 100% right. Mm.
And also when you call the, you know, our phone, it's one of us answering. Yeah. And, you know, that's pretty personalized too. And, you know, we're going to get to know people just as much as Rachel's going to get to know mm-hmm. them. And we're also going to be able to help them. And with us integrating, you know, like she said, aesthetics, and that's going to work together, you know, your hormones and your skincare all kind of, mm-hmm. you know, go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
And a lot of other things that are going on with your body.
Yeah, with a personalized experience too, and not being so corporate, we have the ability to spend as much time as we want with our patients or clients. It's going to be a beautiful space that doesn't feel sterile or impersonal. This is going to be a space that's approachable, it's inclusive, that anybody who is a little bit hesitant to see a provider or hasn't been to a provider in a long time, or maybe they get nervous or they don't really know mm-hmm. what services they're looking for, that I hope that they come there and they feel really welcomed and really comfortable.
So I think what's important right now, because I, you know, this is our last segment, so this is very important.
Yeah.
I want people to understand the services that you all offer.
Yeah.
So go ahead and just ring them out. And there is one particular one that I'm interested in to just discuss a little bit more with you.
Yeah, let's do it. So number one, mm-hmm. primary care, chronic condition management. We can integrate wellness into that. And everything is with an anti-aging focus. Let me also say that. We want to live as long as possible and feel as good for the time we are alive. Mm-hmm. We have hormone replacement. That is for men. That is for women. And that is for transgender patients as well. We have weight loss services. We have IV infusion services. We're going to have aesthetics once we are brick and mortar. We go into gut health with people, supplement guidance. We can be as natural as a patient will allow us to be, or pharmaceutical. We are going to meet the patient where they are at. So I think we have a really wide range of services. Did I miss any?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah. And if we don't have it, I'll build it for you.
You will integrate it. So let's go back to something that I think is interesting, something that I've never heard mm-hmm. before from a wellness center at all, is the gender-affirming
Absolutely.
Hormones. Talk about what is that? What does that mean?
So first of all, when I say gender-affirming hormones, to me, it wasn't even a question of if I provide hormone care, that's included. Mm. It's not a decision. I provide hormone care, and we are inclusive in treating anybody who is seeking hormone therapy. So that includes transgender patients. Mm-hmm. And I am really proud to say that at my last office, I was one of the only providers who would see transgender. Actually, I'm not proud to say that. That actually makes me really sad to say that.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I believe that every human should have access to hormone care. And so, yes, I am available if anybody is seeking for gender-affirming care. That means they want to be more feminine in their appearance. If they want to be more male in their appearance to match their identity, we're going to use hormones to get them to match that identity. And I'm comfortable doing that. I'm happy to do that. And it's really exciting.
So what does it entail? Mm-hmm. Like, tell me that process.
So just like an individual hormone consultation would go, it's not the same for every person. So I may have somebody who's assigned female sex at birth. They identify as being male. And so I'm going to use male hormones so that they present more physically as a male. We're going to block their female hormones so that, again, they're presenting as more male, living as a male. Gender-affirming care is a very wide umbrella. And so my piece of that is supporting the hormone part of their journey so that their physical appearance matches their identity. Gender-affirming care is huge, though. It's legal care. It's aesthetic care. It's mental health care. It's social care. It's really working with a person to meet what their view of their gender identity is. And that's different for everybody. Somebody might want to be super feminine, and somebody might want to straddle that line of gender. They might be non-binary or queer, and we're going to balance our hormones somewhere in the middle. So to say exactly what it is, it's the way I would approach every single patient, and that's as an individual and as a unique journey for them.
Wow. That is very, very special. That is very, very special.
I did want to say something else. We're not just doing gender-affirming care. We're also offering primary care to those people because I think that's what people don't understand, that, like, you know, a conglomerate isn't offering the primary care to those people, which also, I mean, they're human beings and they need to have...
Well, they need a safe space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it really depends on any healthcare journey, where you're at in that journey. It might be the first time you're talking to somebody about it. You might have already been transitioned, living your life as your gender identity for years and years and years. And I'm just here to kind of supplement those hormones in. So, wow. And when we think about a vulnerable population or an underserved population, there is no way I could build a wellness center and not include everybody. That's just not going to happen at CODA.
That's, again, like I said, that's very special, very different from anything that I've heard with any other.
And you know, and amazing. I appreciate you bringing that up and bringing it to this platform. But again, it is also kind of like, why isn't that the standard of care if you're giving hormones?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
To me, it's not should we or shouldn't we. I'm a healthcare provider. I provide healthcare to everybody.
This is amazing. Tell our audience where they can find out more about CODA Wellness, where they can reach out to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously our website, CODAWellnessNC.com. You can email us at info@CODAWellnessNC.com. You can follow our Instagram page at CODA Wellness. And
you can call us.
And absolutely. Give us a call.
704-900-0487. We're happy to answer any questions or get you set up.
All right. Listen, so you have heard it. You've heard it here. Heard it here first. Thank you to everyone who tuned into this week's segment of The L Show. And a huge thank you to my guests, Rachel, Janice, and Stephanie from CODA Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Nicole Eastman. Owner of Rose Pharmacy and Boutique Apothecary here in Cornelius. Ladies, we want you to block off that 3 to 4 p.m. time slot every Friday for The L Show, where we want this to be our happy hour. We are wrapping up a busy week together on a very uplifting note. See you next week.
Thank you.
Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own.
Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back. I just think it's funny.